When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Hi, talkers. We're hanging out with Lori and Julia here on this hump day, 5 o'clock. One more hour left of the show. Sit back and enjoy and keep your ears open. We've got some tickets to give away. So if you hear a Pink song that we're looking for, you're going to be the seventh caller. You could be that winner, but you got to hear the song first. So.
Okay, two things. So we were just talking about Zoe Kravitz.
Yep.
The big lead you buried, Lori. I'm going to tell you this finally. Mm-hmm. There's not going to be any third season of Big Little Lies.
We knew this.
I know.
We knew this.
He says that. Yeah. That's past.
There's no more story. David, besides David E. Kelly, is busy writing on so many other shows.
Oh, my gosh.
Big Sky. I mean, he's like...
Everything.
He's kind of like a Ryan Murphy that way.
Yeah, he really prolific. Is. And the whatever New York is supposed to be great. That Ryan Murphy show.
Oh, American Horror Story New York.
Patrick says he just loves it. Are you watching it?
Of course I am.
I think I should watch that.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, I don't know.
Well, I don't.
I don't know if you'll like it. Give it a shot, but that is some.
It's graphic. So good.
It's very disturbing and graphic.
And graphic and everything. Yeah, no, try it.
I think I might try it. It's called American Horror. I've never watched one ever.
Yeah. And you know, it's also this American Horror Story New York City is also there is like some kind of bad. Person, you know, killing people or whatever, but also what's killing people and everyone is ignoring just AIDS. Like the
It's the 80s, right?
Yes, it's the late 70s, 80s, early 80s.
Okay, yeah.
And
I kind of think it sounds.
And you know, he always has his same current cast of characters, Billy, you know, Lourdes, Carrie Fisher's daughter. She's in it. She plays a doctor. Sandra Bernhardt is in it. Our cute guy who, I think he was one of the kids on Desperate Housewives. One of the twins.
Okay, so wait a minute. Because this happened when you were gone.
Wittrock? Was it Finn?
Finn Wittrock is not in. He hasn't made an appearance.
Not yet, no.
Okay. In this one. And the other hot guy, the older guy, the who plays the smarmy guy.
Matt Bomer? No.
Not Matt Bomer. Quinn or whatever. I can't think of his name. It'll
Cody
come
Fern,
to me.
It's not him.
Okay. But it's sexy. And, you know, we're out on Fire Island.
Yeah, I think I might try it.
But there is a very... And then this one guy is obviously kind of being loosely based on Larry Kramer, Gino, who's the... newspaper owner of The Advocate, and Larry Kramer, you know, like railed and tried to get somebody to pay attention what is happening
to the gay,
all the gay men.
Right.
The gay men.
Right.
What is happening? Why is everybody... Anyway, so there's, you know, Ryan Murphy is clever that way.
I kind of like it. Okay, so before anything happens, and I was dying for you because I had such a horrible reaction to this.
What is it?
Kiernan Shipton.
Oh, Kiernan.
Kiernan Shipton.
Stipped again.
Damn near Shipton.
Kiernan Shipman. Kiernan Shipman.
Kiernan.
Hello, this is Kiernan Shipman.
Shipka.
I'm back for the shipping class.
Who was Don Draper's daughter in
Sally, that we met when she was 13, and John Mayer are hooking up.
Oh.
Tell me your thoughts when you saw it. I wanted to call you in Mexico.
Yeah. Okay, so my thoughts on that is that Kiernan is like 22, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Like 22.
Just
and I loved her, you know, her Sabrina.
Yeah.
I just think I want her as a child actor, you know, and when we met her, remember how impressed we were with how she seemed so poised and she had such good manners and like, she was really lovely. We were so impressed with her.
And I talked about this, but we also felt like she was so much, acted so much older than the 13-year-old child.
Yes.
She acted like an old lady.
Well, but
she had beautiful manners. She was lovely.
Lovely.
But just so mature for how young she was.
We were blown away
Yes, we were.
Because we were more immature than she was.
Way.
Sometimes it takes a long time for people to learn to be young like us, Julia.
That's true. we've just hung on to it.
Yeah. So she's 22. John Mayer is 42. She obviously didn't read Jessica Simpson's memoir.
I know.
Because otherwise, anyone who read her memoir would never date him. But you can see the appeal, John's languid kind of sexiness. She doesn't know what a dog he is, what he did with Jennifer Aniston. All these other women predate her, and she doesn't know. And he strums his guitar, and he's the first man to give her a solid orgasm.
Okay. And what did you think? Because I remember
Grant,
the night.
I'm sorry.
No, seriously.
You're right.
And
you're
so
right.
I've been dying to ask you.
She's blinded by her loins. She's just like so in lust with him.
Yeah.
And he plays his guitar.
And he sang to her.
He says all the right things. You know, he's an experienced man. But I count on John to do what he will do, which he will break her heart.
Okay.
All hearts have to be broken. Okay.
Is this a rule?
Yeah.
And it'll
be before Christmas, probably, because he knows that Andy Cohen is going to give him massive amounts of crap.
Okay. Lori, but what was your thought the first time? I remember the first time you saw John Mayer at the X.
Yeah.
And tell everyone your thoughts and where did you stay that night? I remember your date
everyone
night.
Everyone has sex if you go to a John Mayer concert. All of his songs are sexy.
And then
sexy,
you stayed at the Covenant Inn.
Yeah, the Covenant. Yeah.
I remember your night.
On the tugboat.
So I'm just bringing all these things together without you. I'm like, Lori thought he was the sexiest man in concert.
Well, he really is sexy in concert. And I can totally, totally see how you could be blinded at 22. I never understood why Jennifer Aniston found him attractive. But then when I think about it,
she liked the rock stars. Remember, she liked the Adam Durst from County Crows.
Kind of that she knew it wasn't going to be for everything, but it would be a fun thing.
There you go.
He seems like he would be a fun lover to have, but he's going to break Kiernan's heart if she's not careful. And maybe she's sophisticated and more like, 32 herself.
Well, that's why I feel like it, because she was an old soul.
But I think he has given her first really, really solid orgasm in many different ways by doing many different things, like that she didn't even know about.
Okay, so Grant, Lori, Lori speak.
Yeah.
It's sexual speak.
Yeah, but it is.
And that was the part I didn't even think of because I was having reverse ageism because I wanted to talk about Cher. And her guy was 36.
Oh, no, I love that, too.
Same. Yeah. But I didn't love this Kiernan and John.
But you know what? Everyone goes through that. Like, that is an experience in your love mark life, if you will. Okay. you should have your heart broken. You should, like, maybe there isn't an approach. I can't even tell you the most inappropriate relationship I have. It's not incest, I'll say that. But I'm just saying, like, their lines can be crossed.
Wait a minute. Good to know we've wiped that off the list. I didn't even think that.
But
I didn't even know it was on the list.
No, it wasn't. But I just want to make sure.
Now we're going to go to second cousins.
Billy Hour. Yeah.
Can we just also note that, and I also agree with you when you said the way he strolls his fingers on the guitar.
Oh, my God.
Not only just playing music, but the way he does it, there's something sexual about that.
He dated all these women, but what he proves time and time again is that he is going to be a dog.
Yeah.
He's going to act like every man who's ever going to disappoint you in the future.
Right.
You'll recognize it.
Right. Oh, gosh.
You'll be on high alert.
I love it. You won't
fall for that same. So it's a love lesson.
There we go.
You know, and I'm just fine with it. And I couldn't be happier about Cher and that guy, even though I think
she knows
nothing about how he
13,
he
13
was a dog.
Times did he cheat on Amber Rose.
Yeah, he was a dog to Amber. But you know what? Cher doesn't care about that. None of that involves her.
And this is for the experience right now, today.
Today.
She's not thinking in the future. She doesn't care.
He's making her happy, and he's giving her rides in his Maserati and on it, you know, and everything else. And it's going fast, fast, fast.
Oh, for gosh sakes, yeah. Lori.
And he's not afraid of a lot of candles.
And rose-colored lighting. Okay, did you watch Saturday Night Live? Did you watch Dave Chappelle's?
We did.
We did.
Did you guys talk about it?
We didn't. We didn't. We just were like, he's like, we don't want to. I couldn't. I didn't want to get into any kind of anything.
No, there was a funny. There was a funny thing about
the Game of Thrones skit. Absolutely cracked me.
I thought there were some funny skits.
Yeah.
And the thing with the Vaseline over the lens when the woman was talking to the young reporter.
Yeah.
And the reporter looked like Macaulay Culkin's brother.
Right.
And she had the vast... I thought it was a funny episode,
because Chappelle Show was one of the... Is, in my eyes, the greatest sketch show of all time.
I never watched the show once. I saw him in concert, but I never watched it.
And, you know, his stand-up is phenomenal, but you got him back in his element of the Chappelle Show, which is SNL.
Every guy loved that show.
Yes.
I love it now, because there's so many things about it that are completely wrong, but...
At the time,
it was the best show of all time.
Yeah.
But
right.
No, I can't say that now, because there are some things that you look at, you're like, Jesus, I can't believe they even did that.
But, right.
But, you know.
Yeah. All right, listen, we got to go. It's time for the Dirt Alert.
This is a My Talk Dirt Alert.
Hey, Holly.
Hi, Holly.
Hello, Lori and Julia.
We are here. Dishing the dish, but not the dirt.
Well, let's get...
We saved that for you.
Yeah. Oh, well, thank you so much. Let's shovel some dirt here concerning the rape trial of Danny Masterson. The jury is currently deliberating right now, so we do not have a verdict in. Been following friend of the show, Tony Ortega.
Yes.
Blogger at the Underground Bunker, and he said about an hour ago that the jury wanted a short break. They requested that of the deputy and the judge. Nothing more than that. So... they are actively deliberating this case as we speak.
And in closing arguments, the deputy LA County attorney argued there are no charges against Scientology, but Scientology cannot be avoided.
100%.
Because of the pressure that they had testimony to, that these three victims were all Scientologists, and how they were to keep quiet about it, pay money about it, and it's basically their fault. That's the Scientology rules.
Right. Now, earlier this week, Danny Masterson on Monday opted to not testify
in
this trial.
He did not take the stand.
He did not take the stand. The defense closed its case rather quickly. And going through some of the tweets about what the jury was doing today during their deliberations, apparently they had asked the judge for, like, well, can you give us some information on the scale of guilt? You know, can we, the judge denied them that, but clearly, maybe perhaps one can read the tea leaves of that, of what the jury was asking the judge.
The defense was that these women are all just lying liars.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And he did nothing, but yet he can't take the stand. And yet we have all this testimony about how Scientology is set up to keep sexual assault. Anything, the way the L. Ron Hubbard is that it's all basically tied to you. This is you bringing it on
yourself because it's something you've done.
Yeah, and I did read that Priscilla Presley, or Lisa Marie Presley, gave a deposition because she left the church in 2014, but about how did she ever put pressure on one of these Jane Does against Danny Masterson? And you know what they found out? She knows about the dog murder that is next up for him. He got accused of poisoning
one of these women's dogs. Remember, he harassed these women.
Yes, and that's what she knows about, and that's what she talked about. So the judge wouldn't let her testimony wasn't valid because she didn't know anything other than the dog. She never talked to
these women
about did Danny, you know, did you two have sex? He said it was consensual. All she knew about was the dog poisoning.
Mm.
Jeez.
Boy, well, we'll keep an eye on this, of course.
And she let the DA know that she sent a note after she left the church apologizing to that girl for pressuring her to back out of complaining that Danny poisoned her dog to the police.
Boy, the
she apologized to her, and that's
that
part of
all these crazy alien stories can't be true, can they? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday, so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
Occult is, and what the judge ruled before this trial even started, is that Scientology could not be, was not allowed as a defense. Was not allowed.
But that's all they kind of...
I know. It's such a catch-22. Mm-hmm.
Wow. Yeah, there's what's actually on trial, and then there's a whole meta layer of what is on trial.
And Holly, did I hear you guys today in the Blind Items talking about some actor going out and doing some, you know, trying to get out there? Were you talking about Ashton Kutcher?
Oh, yeah. So the Blind Item, we were talking about anti-lawyer's website, crazydaysandnights.net. The Blind Item alluding to a celebrity couple going out for a rare paparazzi stroll to try to deflect from the fact that they have been longtime supporters of Danny Masterson. The Blind Item that we, you know, speculated, gossiped was Ashton Kutcher and Mila Kunis. And let me tell you, if you go and look at their paparazzi stroll from over the weekend, they look disgruntled. You know that they're going out there specifically to be photographed, and I don't know if it distracts from anything, but
yeah,
you're like, ooh, these two,
these guys
miserable.
Of course were in the 70s show, right
exactly. I'm like, ooh.
Mm-mm.
Yeah,
all right, I just thought, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a lot there that we are not privy to.
Well, maybe someday. He's got this upcoming civil trial, and Scientology is named as a co-defendant. Oof. So he's got some that's just on pause while he's on this trial.
Okay, yep,
with Danny Masterson.
Yes. I guess deadline is saying like mid-December for the civil trial to start.
Oh, boy. Well, we'll get there when we get there. Mm-hmm. In the meantime, more celebrity justice news. A bunch of celebrities from Hollywood and the world of sports, including Larry David and Tom Brady, were named as defendants in a class action lawsuit today against cryptocurrency FTX. Arguing that their celebrity status made them culpable for promoting the firm's failed business model. Now, if you recall, specifically, especially during this year's Super Bowl.
Matt Damon.
Yeah, well, he did one too. I don't think he did FTX.
It wasn't for this one, though.
No.
Right. But, you know.
Who is it?
Larry David, Tom Brady.
Yeah.
Now, FTX has been in the public eye for more than a week. They ended up with billions of dollars worth of losses. They had to seek bankruptcy protection last week.
Yep.
The founder, Sam Bankman-Fried, is under investigation by state and federal authorities for investing funds and ventures without investors' approval. I mean, this is a mess.
He's got a lot of real estate that's going to go on the market.
Yes. Yeah. Jeez. So, you know, this was a cryptocurrency that leveraged celebrity in order to get attention. And people like Larry David, Naomi Osaka, Shaquille O'Neal, and Stephon Curry
all were doing
commercials for FTX. And what this class action lawsuit is saying is like,
a lot of emergency meetings going on with people. Get me out of, I don't want to be involved with any crypto.
I think this is the beginning of a lot of these, because there was no regulation on all this stuff. And all these YouTube guys, and TikTok people, movie stars, they were promoting this as if they were giving their seal of approval to nothing. They had no idea what was going on.
They were just getting paid to do it.
Exactly.
And it wasn't very clear.
It's going to come down crashing on other people soon, I believe.
Now, there have been previous class action lawsuits against celebrities like Kim Kardashian, Floyd Mayweather.
And she paid
$1 million.
Yeah, she paid.
Yeah, so the U.S. government fined Kim Kardashian and Floyd Mayweather for promoting cryptocurrency in a different case. So, you know, we're seeing the aftermath. You know, the government has tried to regulate social media ads in the past. We have seen that rollout where the FTC needs you to hashtag ad or promotion or whatever you're doing. I mean, this is still kind of in a gray area, but right now
it really shouldn't be gray, though. Like, if you're, you know, really, it's not gray. It is. It's black and white.
Right. Yeah.
So they're just making it gray by not just coming up with the regulations.
This dude
on
at
it.
The top is a bad dude.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, and then you know what? Here's I'm going to call it now. We're going to get the limited series about this.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
There's like polyamory. There's
really? It's a wild story.
Well, apparently, like word on the street, the hot gossip that before I go, FTX, like down in the Bahamas where they're based, apparently it was this like kind of like love puddle with everyone like doing stuff.
It was a Caligula.
Google it.
Yeah, okay. Google it. It's very, very damning and interesting. For sure. Oh, it's going to get interesting. Well, let's take a look at your My Talk traffic. Thank you, Holly, for that dirt alert.
You know, I will say that watching all 10 episodes of season 5 of The Crown did get me motivated to go down the old Prince Charles and path and just everything. And even, you know, I Googled the whole thank you, you know, Penny Knatchbull, you know, who Prince Philip was with. They were not lovers, but they became dear friends and companions. Yes. She lost her 5-year-old daughter to kidney cancer. There really is no indication in different books and everything that they were anything other more than friends. But it was, she did became known as, in the royal family, she had a, because, okay, so I'll just back up. So Penny is married to Prince Philip's godson, who is the son of Mountbatten, the guy who gets blown up. I mean, shouldn't put it that way. But and King Charles is the best man at Penny's wedding to this guy. Anyway, they have three
family friends.
Family friends, but he's a big deal. He lives in Broadland House, which is where Elizabeth and Philip took their honeymoon.
Okay,
some English estate.
I love it.
That belongs in the family. They had three children rather quickly. Her 5-year-old daughter, we see this in The Crown, dies of kidney cancer.
Okay.
Prince Philip feels so bad. He encourages Charles to reach out.
Right.
Charles is a man not in touch with his emotions, and Prince Philip is like 68 and wise, and he reaches out a hand to her, and they really do just become friends, and they become friends over carriage driving. And the queen, she was one of 30 people invited to Philip's wedding. So
Philip's funeral.
Yeah, Philip's funeral, excuse me.
He got married to the queen a long time ago.
Yeah, yeah. The queen is not inviting some shady mistress. Right, you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
And, you know, she went to, you know, the races with Queen Elizabeth. Yeah. I mean, they really were friends, but they were aware that that could look like an impropriety. And that's why the queen openly embraced her. So there wouldn't be any talk, but they were truly just
friends.
Yes. And companions. And he was able to help her with her grief.
And which is lovely.
Yeah. And then her husband leaves her for another woman and goes to the Bahamas. Not that that'll be in the movie.
He's not with the FTX Bitcoin guy.
Mm-hmm. No. But the actress who plays Penny is the gal who played David Duchovny's wife in Californication.
Oh, the blonde lady.
Yeah, the blonde.
She was also in that other one that we liked.
Yeah, yeah. She was known. She had a funny nickname. Oh, and don't forget Penny, because she was always added to everything. She just was like the family friend, if you will. And so there's nothing there, but there is so much on Charles that we have forgotten about their marriage. And one of the things that it really is quite scandalous, but we saw it when we saw Charles have a meltdown over the pen.
just recently when he was signing
papers after his mom. Yeah. Remember that?
He had just a fit with the pens and in the ink jars, whatever they're called again.
Okay, so
he had a fit.
He had an absolute fit. But here's the thing.
Get me the right pen.
Here's the thing. He is known. He's known to have a huge temper. And have a huge temper all his life. Because remember, his mom doesn't know that she's going to be queen one day until she's 10 or 11. Charles is born into it. And he has this incredible temper because he had a lonely childhood.
Beyond.
His father was very hard on him. All this.
His mom didn't have time.
We all have some damn story we can tell about our childhood, right?
Get over it.
But Charles is really, really entitled. And when he never understood why Diana couldn't just shut up, bear him an heir and a spare, and look the other way and not want to be silly and want to do things like go, you know, she's 19, he's 32. He could have stood up to his family and said, no, I'm not going to do this to this young woman. I don't love her. Remember in their interview that they do, like Harry and Meghan did, and William.
Right, the sit-down interview.
And this is on record. We don't see this in The Crown, but they famously are standing there, and she's beaming at him. And the BBC reporter says, you know, Prince Charles, how does it feel to be in love? And Charles kind of looks at the reporter and looks at Diana, and he goes, whatever love is, I suppose. I mean, and you can just see
her face just
fall.
Right.
You know, and so, like, they were very violent together. They had huge screaming matches.
Diana?
Yes. He thought she should just shut up and listen to him. He was outraged that she was mad at him when she found out on her wedding night that, yes, indeed, he was going to still carry on with this other woman. Mm-hmm. Who she wouldn't even say the name.
Right.
You know, and so they had a very turbulent, I mean, this one bodyguard that wrote, let's see what the name of the book is. Anyway, they had to they removed all the guns anytime they would go to any of the country stuff. One time Diana threw herself down the stairs when she was 3 months pregnant and landed at the feet of Queen Elizabeth and Princess Margaret. I mean, it was so infuriating and heartbreaking for her. And Charles was just, he would just simply go to Highgrove. He would just leave.
Yeah.
And, you know, and she was just, in the meantime, she's learning. She is from an aristocratic family, after all. Right. She's from a family that has as much money as the...
better jewels than the crown
the
jewels.
The crown. And his former valet said that, you know, Charles was, you know, he threw things at her. It was just really a...
Remember he would get all hissy fitted up over his teddy bear, too? And they would stitch his teddy bear back together?
Yeah, and then he got mad that everyone talked him into this.
Right.
And he was cheating on Diana with Camilla, but he was also cheating on her with another woman named Kanga, and they left Kanga Tyron out of it, and she died 3 months after Princess Diana at the age of 50. But he had hot and heavy affair with this other woman. He had a tri-way going on. You know, he had two affairs, and he was married.
A tri-way. I like this new term.
Do you like this new term?
It's not a... Yes, I like this new term.
And so she was trying to... I mean, like, Charles was very nervous about that. He was, he was, like, happy Diana was dating. And because she came into her own the last couple years that she was alive.
Yes.
She finally realized that she doesn't need to be royal to be somebody.
Right.
And that was, like, what... They kept telling, you know, like Meghan Markle, we want you to be royal. How do you do it? Just follow us. What? Mm-hmm. Just sit and say nothing? I mean, they're so closed with how they bring people in. And so anyway, but he was just really a royal mad. He was just horrible. And the crown has let him off easy. Super easy. Mm-hmm. Wikipedia must explode on the nights that people are watching. Well, I remember
like watching some of the very first ones about the night of the blackout. The city that had the
Wait, do you see the episode about the Romanovs?
Oh, I can't wait. All right, I'm gonna watch it. Yeah. I don't like Imelda Staunton as the queen.
Other episodes that are not with her in it and stuff. The last two are heavily Diana. And yeah,
because I really think Claire Foy was such a brilliant queen in the first one.
I just, you know, King Charles and his staff, they spied on Diana. They made her life a living hell. And he's getting off so easy. And I never now will understand why the hell Buckingham Palace was so... the way they were, because he is getting off with a powder puff kiss.
Wait, I don't think he knew. He probably knew how he acted during those years.
And it was like his guilt coming out sideways. Probably. All right, listen. We got to go.
Listen. Okay, so more importantly, who won the pink tickets?
Jen from Lakeville won. She was very excited as I picked up the phone. She goes, "It's ringing! It's ringing!" And I'm like, "Yep, it's ringing!" And you're my seventh caller,
so
she was
very
excited.
Congratulations! We've got two more days left of giving away the pink tickets before they're even on sale. I just want to give a shout out because Project Down and Dirty Art was a couple years ago.
Oh yeah,
and
MCAD the 25th.
Yes, and their art sale is starting. It starts tomorrow night. You can get
in person
again after 2 years. VIP tickets are $150, and then Friday night, and it's just $25, and then it's free on Saturday. Such a great opportunity to get such amazing art.
You know what? I don't like that we forget to acknowledge the MCAD, the art year, the project.
Down and Dirty Art.
That was so much fun.
It was so fun.
It was the last time we all lived together in the house.
It was the last time we were together. Yeah.
Yeah, Donnie. It was like so low-key and fun in the sense that everyone was like, you know, you're just creating and whatever. And
it was stressful because we're not artists.
It was stress-free.
In a different way.
It was more stress-free. We got to work with molten stuff. We did some cool things. And then the art party.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got kind of lit up at that, walking around, buying art, having
It was
drinks.
So fun. It is such a fun night.
Totally. That would be a great, like, kind of a date thing or
tomorrow
group
night,
of friends.
Friday
it's a
night.
Couple
yeah.
Night. Yeah, that was really fun. And we always kind of forget about the because it was zen.
It was
we
so
must have
zen.
Performed the year before.
Yes,
might have been after Rock or I don't know which
I don't
one
know, but it was
but it
so
was after
fun.
Our performing year and the bosses that or people felt sorry for us Grant
so is that got, it
so but it was really, like the year we did the zoo that was a zen one
it was
too.
A very zen
oh I love learning about all the animals and stuff
it
animal
was
we had animal sex stuff every day
we had so
yes.
much fun
yeah
but anyway
fun.
If you're looking for something different new if you've never been to MCAD's Minneapolis College of Art and Design. It starts tomorrow night.
And they have a big parking lot there, so don't worry. It's not just on the street parking.
It's so cool.
Yeah.
It is so cool.
Well, that's All right. good. I'm glad you remembered
I
that
I remembered
one.
It. Did anything happen with Jen Shah from Salt Lake? Did she get sentenced or anything?
No, the sentencing now is happening. Might be moved a week after Thanksgiving or whatever. But, I mean, that, you know, I'm just, like, looking at her and thinking, are you?
She must be cringing watching it.
Well, I don't know if she's cringing watching it. You know, I don't know that she cringes, Julia.
That's true. Probably true, Lori.
She might cringe when she sees herself sometimes with zero glam on because I have never seen anyone look so completely different.
Right.
No resemblance.
None. No, you're exactly right. Okay, so what do you think?
But she's also the most charming criminal we've seen come
really,
across
she
our
really
television.
Is. I'm going to miss her.
Yeah.
Quite frankly, because that show needs happiness.
Yeah, I miss Mary.
Oh, I miss Mary too.
Yeah, I miss sitting in that crazy closet with her.
Okay, so I did not like taking the bath with Meredith and her husband. I don't understand. This show is like so husband oriented.
Julia, it's Salt Lake City.
I know. But then does a man who's a director of sales at a Mormon company go and spank and paint art his wife on TV? Of course he's going to get fired.
Yeah. Listen, I don't know. I'm with you. I the bathtub scene between Meredith, they're trying to make sure that we know that these two are still getting it on because don't forget in the first season, they were breaking up. Julia.
That's true.
That's why they try so hard.
Jeez. I just couldn't stand it. All right, hurry up and get your money out. There's only 200 of this limited edition. The blue satin mini Lady Dior. Oh. It's come back. We posted this.
Oh, my gosh.
So, Lori, you saw. So, this is the blue satin Dior.
It's the slip dress that Princess Diana wore in 1996 to the Met Gala with a pearl choker. Everyone was wearing slip dresses. So, it's just a hug-your-body dress that looks like a slip because there's some lace around the top. But it's John Galliano designing for Christian Dior.
But Dior made a mini blue
bag for her for that night.
And they're making 200 more.
Oh my gosh.
And get your money out. It's going to cost you $5,180.
Okay. I'm just going to, you know what? When at the Dior Gallery Dior, when I saw this dress, she's carrying that mannequin is holding the bag.
Of course.
Because Dior made the bag. But it's not one of these micro mini bags that I'm seeing, you know, like that's just like the size of a Barbie.
Right.
This is like a chic bag. And you want to know how she got this bag?
I love the story. You tell me.
The First Lady of France, Madame Bernadette Chirac, gifted her with Dior's Chow Chow. That's what they called it in 1995. And when she was spotted carrying it on multiple occasions, the fashion house renamed the bag Lady Dior.
Love it.
Instead of the Chow Chow, but they quit making it. But anyway, on our Instagram, we posted a photo of Diana in it and then the dress at the Gallery Dior. But when you look at it, remember like Courtney Love was wearing these.
Yes, everyone
was wearing these kind of, she would never have been able to wear that if she was still married to Prince Charles.
Of course not.
You know, and then the revenge dress. And we really did love our nylons in the 90s. That's what I'm picking up from the crown.
I loved my nylons.
My God, nylons and tights were everything.
Lori, I dressed around where the nylon had the hole.
Yeah.
That was how I dressed. I loved. So there's a new picture of your girlfriend, Madonna.
What is she doing?
With flames
now?
Coming out everywhere. Have you seen that one yet?
Oh, no. Okay,
she's not stopping, Lori.
Julia, now I am wondering if she has a problem that's deeper than just being thirsty.
Oh, you're wondering. We know.
Lori, this is hysterical.
Julia,
I'm
concerned for Madonna, but. Girl.
Do you guys remember the NFTs she was selling where butterflies are flying out of her?
Well, I didn't mind.
Oh, come on. But you always said NFTs are crazy.
Well, yeah, that I didn't understand why she was doing NFTs.
Here's the latest. There's a video of her. I'm just going to turn my computer around so you can see it.
Well, someone is just like really encouraging her to be on fire.
Bad
literally.
PR.
And now Cher doesn't have time to put her arm around her and just say, just be an icon like me, because she's busy, you know, getting lucky
with
and
a.
making
Edwards.
Out with A.E. Edwards.
Good on her.
Yeah. So, you know, ain't nobody got time to take care of Madonna right now. I'm just going to half worry about her every day.
She's heating up the bedroom, Madonna, with heat coming out of everywhere.
Oh, no.
And she made a video.
No. Sure she did.
Well, Madonna, I hope you're not having any kind of hip issues. You know what I'm saying?
That's a way to look at it.
Honest to Pete, have a good night, everyone. We'll be back tomorrow.
Job done. Off you go.
For 9 years, a dangerous man terrorized women, breaking into homes and raping his victims before killing a brilliant young scientist in 1998.
The more the victims resisted, the more violent he became.
Then he suddenly stops, leaving police with a lot of clues and one unknown subject.
I'm Paul Wagner. Join me for Unknown Subject, Season 3 of WTOP's American Nightmare podcast series. Search American Nightmare Podcast on all podcast platforms today.